Korea.
I bet your wife has said this about you when you wouldn't do something she wants you to do. I bet she said, well, you're just as blank as an old mule.
Mean up a tree.
Or whatever.
Stubborn.
Yeah, that's what my husband says, and I'm stubborn. If somebody gets mad at you on the little things, you know, like you're not even, you don't even mean to make them mad, you just said something, you say they're what?
Now, wait, ask that question.
If somebody gets mad or thinks something about something that you said and you didn't mean anything by it, you say they're what?
They're mean.
No, they're
hateful.
What?
Is it
touchy? You know, they're touchy.
Yeah, touchy.
You can't
touch. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Touchy, you have to be careful what you say around them or to them. Touchy.
And sometimes this might make you, if they think something about it, it might make you what?
Mad.
But then I would say, don't get mad, do what?
Don't get mad, forgive them.
Forgive me or keep what?
Or keep it to yourself or forget it.
Or keep calm.
Keep calm.
Now you say, when I got home, I had to lie down because I was just what?
Tired.
And what else could you say besides tired?
Well, there's one other word in there, fatigue. Or, that's another common word people use, beat. Worn down. It's another word. There's so many words.
I'm worn out. I said, I'm just worn out.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Exhausted.
If someone's sick and somebody says, what's wrong with her? And you say, well, I don't know. She just, what?
Just taking sick.
Now, if you've got a cold, you say, I what?
I have a cold. I got a cold.
Okay. And at the beginning of the fall, almost every year, whenever I'm teaching, I talk too much, and that makes me what?
Hoarse.
Okay. And what's this? What's that?
Coughing.
Now, if your child's supposed to take medicine in 4 hours, and it's at the end of the 4 hours, you say, have you
taking your medicine yet?
Someone that can't hear is what?
Deep. Right there.
When you perspire, you do what?
Sweat.
When you put water on the stove and it starts bubbling up like it did.
Boy.
Now if you've got a big thing on your neck or on your arm or something that looks like a rhizome, you might call it a what?
Ball.
Okay. And that white stuff that's in it is called what?
Pus.
Now if somebody, if one of our boys gets hurt over in Vietnam, and he loses a leg, you say he was what?
Wounded.
Okay, and he has a
leg amputee.
Okay, he has a wound.
Yeah.
Now, when you have a gash in your hand or something, and when it starts healing up, there's this white-looking flesh that comes out. What's that called?
Comes over.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of flesh is it
called? Flesh.
Yeah. What's that red stuff that you put on a cut or something? It's not my phthalate. It's not mature cone. What is it? It just burns.
I do.
When someone's not living anymore, he did what?
Die.